It doesn't take a genius to make us feel egregious by rhyming words like nevermore.
With four and score and chamber door and days of yore and more,
et cetera, et cetera,
et cetera, et cetera.
You wouldn't think a plagiarist could be so unoriginal. It's more than just offensive.
Why, it's positively criminal.
So never mind the premature, let's get on with the burial.
We've heard it all before.
Yes, we've heard it all before.
If some felon steals your jewelry, you'd want him locked away.
He's a criminal, he's a criminal.
But if he steals your words and makes a fortune from the play,
he's no genius.
No,
he's no genius.
Integrity is all I ask. The jury has a simple task, reviewing all the evidence. There really can be no defense.
He doesn't have the common sense to be a genius.
A genius is somebody expanding our philosophy,
eschewing mediocrity,
avoiding all verbosity,
avoiding such verbosity.
Poe writes of an orangutan who carries out a fiendish plan.
Such animal could write the book itself, it seems to me.
I've discovered a long-lost continent.
Oh, you're a genius, what a genius.
I've decided to run for president.
You're a genius, he's an idiot. And so my friends will all agree, this only proves my theory. It doesn't take a genius to be a genius.
No, it doesn't take a genius to be a genius.
There really is no doubt at all. He doesn't have the wherewithal, the inspiration,
application,
concentration,
education,
innovation,
reputation,
dedication,
perspiration,
of truth.